Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issue of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Issue of Today Talk Radio. The host, the new voice of the people, Taj Longino. What's going on out there? Hey, today we're doing the part two of the series of how to become a better black man, black woman. I want everybody's listening in the chat room, at home, on your laptop or your desktop, if you're out and about, and you're listening to this on your cell phone, call in, man. This is shows for you guys to call in and give your input, your thoughts, your comments on this show. It's not all about y'all listening to me all for a whole hour. I want to hear from y'all. That's why I created this thing for you to get off your chest, whatever it is you want to get off that you feel like you can't, you know, do with the normal radio stations, or you can't do through TV or whatever, or, you know, just in your day to day, you know, you want to get some, you want to get something off your chest, it's the place to do it, man. We talk about everything on here. We cover a range of topics, and next week is even going to be more controversial with, you know, certain things we're going to be talking about. So just call into the show, man, 347-326-9697. All right, Issues of the Day Talk Radio. But you know how we get down. Right before we get into the show, man, we're doing a song of the day. This song is from T.I. from his album T.I. vs. T.I.P., all right? It's called Hurt featuring Busta Rhymes right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio.
That is all around in they house, put the gun in they mouth. Tell them niggas talk shit now, they think you know the gun go. I ain't scared of the law, now I'm about to go to war. What it is, nigga win, lose or draw. I never get caught murking y'all, cause it ain't what you do. The question is who's tall, and I'm way too raw. Catch me any day you want, you can think I'm a player if you want. But the fact that remains, if I got an AK and you don't, what that player you don't. Don't get me wrong, cause some nigga wanna kill me too. But it just ain't my shit, cause it's very well known where I'm at. They can catch me in the booth right now, if it really like that. Nah, nigga, let me hold it, I'm in the whole shit. The 4-4 spit, they holla, oh shit. Protect the heart of you both here. You better check your gun, cause you be so sick. If a child believe you with no dick, I'm plastic bag holding your shit. At least 16, you a couple more to bitch, and I don't miss, cause I'm focused.
I style a visa, Sarah, Nara. E, two, no tomorrow. No remorse and no sorrow. And the next one of y'all niggas try me like that, I swear to God, man, I'm really gonna snap. Bullet with fire, stop it to the little breeze. drop to your knees. See the big barrel of the chrome fin from a grip handle for the squeeze. I keep a couple of those for the niggas who talk shit when I go to Jacob and I got that way. If you try to see me, I'ma hop that thing. I'ma hop that thing. You know the shots gon' stain.
Really?
The nigga ride inside the truck with me.
Hey.
For the most part, the nigga stuck with me.
Hey.
I tell you something, if you really was smart and you knew better, people probably tell you don't fuck with me.
Front.
If you want, motherfucker, you can catch it. Smile on my face, even though I got a ratchet. Pop off, put me over, believe I got a compartment. If I got a stash it, must I just remind y'all niggas when I come through? Know that I'ma find y'all niggas.
Hey.
Take two,
break two.
But so many shots come out, I probably blind y'all niggas now.
Okay, let's go.
So you don't really wanna feel a Mossberg blow.
Nah.
Clap up a nigga, then I cap up a nigga. When I finish it, it turn into an absurd show.
Look, listen,
and you better observe, yo.
Feel a sizzle from the bullet of the Glock burn slow.
Shit, it probably twitchy, watch just a little and hand your body leaning, looking like a quarter past four. Stay down, better.
Stay down.
Check it for a nigga, come and put your body in the dirt.
Ooh.
I don't play, bitch. You really need to go the other way. You ain't know I got it under my shirt.
Welcome back. That was T.I. featuring Busta Rhymes, Hurt. T.I. versus T.I.P. LP. Or T.I. versus T.I.P. Yeah. LP, my bad. Hey, welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, you know we're doing part two of how can we become better black men and black women? How can we self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, for our family, for ourselves, for our community, and so forth. You know, anybody's got any thoughts? You want to just call in real quick just to give your opinion on how we can get better as brothers and sisters. Call into the show, 347-326-9697. I want to hear from the people. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear from fans what you think it will take for us to get better. Yesterday, we touched on one of the things that can start off the reprogramming of how we do things. Is with by our attitude. You know, your attitude pretty much can define your whole day. It can define what really happens to you on the day or just your mood, how you, taking certain things out on people just because your day's going bad or just your negativity. We all fight with, some type of negativity, having a bad day or just bills stacking up on you, not to pay them. Or just, it could be anything. And, certain things can cause you to get negative. Certain things can cause you to get down. It could be a relationship. You can have somebody that's just not working out with y'all and you don't know what's going to do. So you start thinking negative thoughts instead of keeping a positive attitude. It could be something with your kids. You may not be having any luck in getting through to your children verbally. So it could be numerous things. It could be stuff from the job. It could be your supervisor. It could be coworkers. For the most part, trying to keep the right attitude, the right mindset to handle all those, tackle all those different things is one way we can start to reprogramming ourselves mentally, okay? And so definitely I want to hear what you have to think today. We're going to really touch on, the household, where it all starts. What to do and how to handle yourselves in your house. Now, everybody has you can't tell nobody really how to handle their own household, but, there is certain things that you should and you should not do in your own house. Everybody runs their household different. You can't tell grown people what to do because, they pay their own, they pay their own mortgage, they pay their own rent, so people gonna do what they should, gonna do what they want to do. But certain things in your households can affect what happens on the outside of your household. Okay, so if you want things to change within, your house or if you want things to change on the outside, then you have to start with the inside and have to start with your household first. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Issues of the Day Talk Radio with your host, New Voice of the People. All right, call into the show, 347-326-9697. I want to hear from you guys, like I've been saying. I'm going to keep on saying it until people understand that this is a show that you can call into. Last couple of weeks, I've been told that people are afraid to call into the show because they don't know what I'm going to say to them. This is not that kind of show. This is a show, like I said, you voice your opinion. As long as you're keeping it respectful with me, I don't mind you call in and say what you want to say. This is for all of us to really learn from each other. I'm learning from y'all. Y'all learning from me. It's a community type, show to where you can, get on here and voice your thoughts and opinion, man. All right. So that's what it is. So really, for the male, like we did yesterday, I'm going to do the male side of things first and then go to the female side. From the man side of point, we, in our household, we have to take it back to the good old days. We have to be the breadwinners. We got to be the ones taking care of the finances. If we're not going to pay, we're not going to take care of the entire load of the finances on our own. We at least got to make sure we're doing our part, which is paying half on everything. However you and your spouse or your mate is working out the finances, you have to take care of your portion. And that means if you don't have money to do certain things, then you really don't need, you just don't do it. Now, my mother always told me that, if you're broke, you live like you're broke. You don't go out and do what you're not supposed to do if you don't have the money to do it. You got to be able to cut back. You got to be able to know when it's time to pull back and know what to do and when to do it and how to do it. So basically, first and foremost, man, we got to take care of our portion of the bills in the house and taking care of the house financially. Okay, you can't say, well, shoot, I ain't got it, or you don't live out beyond your means. And if you know that you only make X amounts of dollars, a week or every other week, then you need to break down what it is you need to have for yourself each week. Okay, so let's say like you make $16, you bring home $500 every 2 weeks or $500 a week. Well, you need to take out, your rent, car notes, cell phone, house phone, light bill, gas bill, groceries, cleaning products, laundry money, haircut money, whatever it is, and take all that, divide it by four, break it down to 4 weeks, and that's how much money you need to put aside each week to cover your household. If it's biweekly, you take that, divide it by two, and that's how much you need to have set aside every 2 weeks to cover what instead of going. And if you don't have the money to cover all them things, and your entertainment money that you want to have fun to go out and buy a movie or something, then you need to cut that back. Cut back on that. Take out what you cannot afford, and you take out what you can't afford, and you do what you can. Okay, and that's where a lot of us go wrong. As far as even I've done it, I know we all have done it at some point. We all live out beyond our means, and we all try to try to live up to the Joneses and all that kind of stuff. But we gotta know there's a time and place for all that, and everybody will shine when it's their time to shine. Okay, so fellas, men, if you're gonna be the man of the house, if you're gonna be the one that wears the pants, as they say, then you got to be the one that holds down that financial end of your portion, whether you're paying the entire thing or you're paying half or however y'all working it out. Make sure that you cover it. Make sure you have something that is going to bring money into that house, because, they say love don't cost a thing. Yeah, but you know what? Love ain't going to pay the bills. Love ain't going to put groceries in the house. Love ain't going to feed you. Money takes care of all that. You got to have some kind of job, and you gotta have some kind of, fellas, we gotta have some kind of stability out there. And the stability that you gotta have is you can't think that street money is gonna take care of everything. Can't think, I don't care what it is, whatever it is you're doing, you need some kind of stability. You need to have a job, a career. If you own your own business, make sure your own business that you have can take care of that portion of what you need to do to bring money into the house. If it ain't, like my daddy always told me, if it ain't cutting a profit, then you need to let it go. All right, so that's one thing that, as far as men's concerned, how we can take care, and start working our households back in. And another thing with that, if you do not want to live with anybody, if you don't want to have any kids, then don't put yourself in that position to hurt somebody else. Do what you want to do. Do what's in your heart. If it's not in your heart to do those things, then don't do them, and don't even create or bring that situation about. Okay, another way that we can enhance our household values is we got to
do our part as far as the upkeep of the house or the apartment, wherever you live, condo, apartment, house, whatever. You know, when it's you know, you got to know some. I'm not saying me, because I'm a neat freak. I can't stand a trifling home. I can't stand dirtiness and stuff scattered everywhere. And just, I got to have my place clean. You know, at least straightened up. You know, at least stuff off the floor and off the counters and beds made up. At least straightened. You know, if not clean, to, you know, I mean, speak and span. We got to take care of the upkeep of our house. We got to have our upkeep. You know, all this stuff creates a certain environment. If you have a clean environment, you're gonna bring about a place that, you know, that you're happy to come home to. But you're coming home with filthiness, triflingness, and, you know, and it's just disgusting in your house. Well, then you're not gonna come home with any kind of a positive, upbeat attitude. You know, so you gotta take care of that aspect. And when it comes to, if you have kids, you know, fellas, when you come home, it's good to go in there and say, you know, how you doing? You know, to talk to your son and your daughter or whatever it is you got in your house. You know, talk to them, find out how their day was. Ask them how school was. You know, communicate. As soon as you walk through the door, you should be communicating with the people that's in your house. You shouldn't just be walking past people like they don't exist because you had a bad day. No, these are all things we can do to bring about change in our household, which will bring about change on the outside of our household. If we have a good, we had a good environment within our household, we're going to have a good environment when we go outside. We can handle things better. But if we mad at home, we're going to be mad when we go to job. We're going to be mad when we go to college. We're going to be mad with people out there just for no reason. Now, road rage and all that kind of stuff is going to be an effect on us, all right? It's your Today Talk Radio, man. You know what it is, man. Call into the show, 347-326-9697. All right, today we're talking about the household. For the black men and women, how we can do better within our household. Right now, speaking on the brothers, us, all right? So we talked about the finance, and we discussed communication, and that means with your spouse or your mate, okay? When you come into the house, you should be happy to see your woman. You should be happy to see your wife. Walk right up to her, hug her, give her a kiss. Well, you had a bad day, now even if you had a bad day, at least go in the house, get settled in, and come back to her and embrace that. You know, all that affection, all that awareness and noticeability of the fact that you're showing that affection, that love towards the kids and towards them, it's gonna bring about a positive attitude, and people are gonna have, you know, you never know, and then you don't know, she might have had a bad day, the kids might have had a bad day, but just the fact that daddy came home and embraced us and talked to us and showed us, you know, affection, that is going to do wonders. That's going to change the whole atmosphere of their house, okay? And then the kids will in turn, give you return that affection right back to you. So, you know, you got to cover the financial, okay? Make sure that you have the money to support the necessary needs, the basic needs in your house, okay? That's, you know, like I said, that's groceries, that's light, water, gas, car note, car insurance, phone, house phone, cell phone, internet bill, cable bill. You know, we all got cable. So making sure that you, and if you do not have, you know, do like my best friend do. If you don't have a certain, you know, if you don't feel like you need all that stuff, you need certain things, then eliminate what you don't need and save that money and put that money up somewhere. Put that extra money that you spend away and put it up, okay? The communication part, like I said, you know, let me go back. Let me take a step back. No, the upkeep of the house, okay? Keep your house clean, because that's going to make you want to, you know, you'd be amazed just cleaning a house, what it'll do for you, you know? You know, a lot of people, some people don't like to clean, some people love to clean, but trust me, just the fact that that house is clean is going to bring about a change of attitude in that house. And then you want to communicate when you come home every day. That'll bring about another type of change and a certain attitude to that, you know, into that house, because they're going to know that, well, okay, he's paying attention. All right, right. It's the littlest things. You'll be amazed at what the littlest things will do, you know, for the household, okay? Fellas, another thing that we can do as far as getting our household, keeping our household together is security, okay? We have to make our family, whether it's our kids, and if you don't have any kids, it's your spouse, if it's not your spouse, it's your girlfriend, whatever, make them feel safe. Got to be able to take care of them as far as security wise. They got to know that you're going to be there in time of trouble, time of need. Somebody breaks into the house or something happens, you know, just within that realm of where you live, that you can take care of that situation, know how to. They got to be able to feel safe around you. Okay, so we got to have security for our family and so forth. We got to have security. We got to feel safe. We got to be able to hold down our end of what we're supposed to take care of on our finances. We got to be able to communicate with the people in our house with a good attitude. And yes, it's hard because sometimes I even fight with it. Okay, that's why I'm saying it, because I know I'm not the only one. All right? Some days I just don't feel like talking to people. I don't want to be bothered, but it's not right, and it's not going to bring about anything positive. Now, if you come home with a bad attitude or you have a bad attitude, you're going to filter that bad attitude off into the others who might not have had that same type of attitude, you know, coming into, you know, in a household. You know, communication and the upkeep inside and outside, whether it, I mean, if it's apartments, of course, it's only going to be inside. But if it's a house, taking care of the property, okay? And knowing the fact that, you know, you want to be, you know, with this woman, and, you know, you do want to be in this situation. Don't put yourself in nothing that you can't walk away from. 30 seconds flat. You got to be able to know that you want to be in the situation that you're in. And once you're in it, you take care of your responsibilities. It ain't nobody's fault, but, you know, you take care of your aunt. That's it. And that's how we can do better. And then as far as, you know, as far as our household, and it's a few other things that we can do, you know, and that is helping out, okay? And that can go, that can kind of blend in with the upkeep of the apartment, but, you know, helping out, being supportive of your mate is another way to bring about change in the atmosphere and environment of your household. Okay, being supportive. If you know, if your girl or your wife asks you to do something, you may not want to do it. Do it anyway. Do it anyway, because it's going to keep down frustration, arguing, fighting, and it's going to let her know. Yeah, he sacrificed some meat emotionally. He may not even want to do what I asked him, but he did it anyway. So now, in turn, not saying you do this with a hidden agenda, but in turn, now when you ask for her to do something and she may not want to do it, she's more willing to do it because you did that for her. So we gotta you know, sacrifice a little bit and help out. Yeah, it's good that we can you know, pay some of the bills, keep some of the, you know keep our place clean for the most part and communicate, but we also gotta chip in and help out. Okay, I used to do this thing with my girl. I used to do this thing where if she would cook, I would clean the dishes because I'm not a cook. I don't really cook like that. I cook a little bit, all right, but I'm not no Chef Boyardee, all right? But either if I did cook, she'd clean dishes or vice versa. You know what I mean? Just that little bit of helping out, you know, brings about some kind of organization into your household, and it makes things run a lot smoother. Or if she cook, maybe I'll go in there and clean up or something with the kids or something like that. Just helping out, you know, we got to, you know, we can do, you know, everybody can come with that money, but money ain't going to make everything last. Okay, call into the show, man. This is Other Day, you know, 347-326-9697. I want to hear from y'all. All right, I'm giving my breakdown, but I want to hear y'all breakdown. All right, call to the show. This is how can we become better black men and black women, part two. Okay, we're talking about the household today. Yesterday we was talking about the attitudes and how we can adjust, have an attitude adjustment, bring about change that way. And today we're actually talking about our households, whether it be apartment, condos, or house. Okay, you know, what can we do to bring about change in that direction? Okay, and I thought if you're just tuning in, I talked about from the men aspect of having our financial end of our agreement. When we have a spouse or have a girlfriend, and we have kids or may not have kids, you know, you handle the financial end of what you're supposed to do. The upkeep of the place where you, your location, your residence, or where you live. Keeping it clean, because cleanness will bring about a certain type of attitude and positivity to the environment, too. Nobody wants to walk into a nasty-ass house every day, okay? Three, you know, communicate. Communication. Okay? Communication is very key. Communication is going to be the one thing that's going to pretty much be the, you know, the defining moment in a relationship, especially within the household. Okay, you got to have that communication, whether you want to do it or not. You know, find a way to communicate on a positive level, and things will begin to look up if they're already, if they're looking down, all right? And to sacrifice, be willing to help out, okay? Be willing to help out. Do your part, not necessarily worrying about what they're going to do. Do handle your business, okay? And sometimes, you know, take some initiative, you know, jump in and do it. If you notice something being done, you know, at the house, whether it's cleaning up, whether it's paying a bill, if you see something's not worked out, jump in there and do it. You don't necessarily have to, you know, sit back and wait for that person to do it if they're down. That's her job to pay the bills. Nah, jump in there and help out. You know, all these certain things, man, can keep a household running smoothly. And even though you will have your challenges along the way, they will be minimum if everybody does their part. Okay, so that's where we at right now with our show. And now I think I'm pretty much done with the fellas. If anybody in the chat room got something to say, you know how to do it. Hit me up in the chat room. If you want to call into the show, call into the show. Here we go. We got a caller right here. Hey, thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment? And we don't have a call anymore. All right. They was there, they're now they're gone. That's what's up. Show must go on, though. All right, right now we're going to get into, like I said, we're going to take care of the men side of things on how, you know, certain things, taking care of, doing certain things in the household will make the situation better. I'm going to discuss the ladies, the women, okay? And pretty much, ladies have to, you know, same goes for you. You have to take care of your portion of the finances, okay? That's going to definitely take a lot of stress off that man and his portion of what he has to. We already, you know, men already have that certain thing going on with them. So it's better if women take care of their job, you know, the clean, especially women clean, because, you know, men want to have a clean woman. They don't want nobody that's trifling and nasty. They want a clean woman, okay? So definitely when it comes to finances, same goes for the women. Take care of your portion. Whatever it is your husband or your boyfriend said you must pay, whether it's one bill. I know some women who only pay one bill out the house. I know women who pay, you know, it's a clear thing down the middle, or they pay just a certain percentage. You know, make sure that you're handling your portion of what you're supposed to do, okay? Now, I just got a message saying that my voice is doubling back. If anybody's having trouble hearing me, please let me know in the chat room. Please call in and let me know, because I'm not able to hear exactly what I'm saying through. I can't hear the feedback. So if anybody's out there having trouble listening to me, please let me know, okay, so I can definitely get that cleared up with Blog Talk. All right. Appreciate that, Warren. Definitely take care of your financial end, okay? Same thing goes with cleaning, making sure that you know, hey, I don't know, a lot of women, how they, you know, the things that they, you know, monthly creates and so forth. Man, keep yourself up, your hygiene, you know, your breath and all that kind of stuff. Keep yourself clean, because men love to see a nice, clean lady, okay? Communication. You know, women, I know women talk on the phone more than men do. When you come home, you know, one thing I think is pet peeve is, like, you know, coming home, you right on the phone and you don't even take time out to speak. You know, you come back to an hour later to speak. You know, women, when you come right in for the phone, make sure that you got all that out the way, your communication with your girlfriends or your family or whatever, and go ahead in there and do the same as a man supposed to do for you. Reach a man, talk to your man, talk to your husband, talk to your kids as soon as you come in, and get that communication. It goes both ways, and it goes the same for both, you know. Yeah, somebody's trying to call to the show. Basically, you know, it basically works both ways, equal, 50-50. People don't believe in 50-50 no more. People, I think relationships have gotten to the point, and households have gotten to the point to where it's 90-10, 70-30. All right, it is a 50-50 thing. What one does for you, you do for the other. And sometimes you do it without even that person having to ask, because that is going to bring a change about households. We have to take care of our households. We have to get our households in better shape than what we do, okay? And that is going to take a joint effort, all right? Hey, hey, thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment? All right.
Exactly what, you know, what the...
Hey, Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment?
Hello?
Yeah, Issues of the Day. What's your question or comment? Hello?
Yeah, I'm just trying to... Hello?
Call, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, basically... Go ahead.
I'm just trying to get a feel for what the show is all about.
All right. Can you hear me pretty good? Because I've been...
I hear you. Excellent.
Okay. Basically, what's going on today is part two of how to become a better black man, black woman. And today, part of segment of that is our household, how we take care of our households. What we do is going to, as far as, you know, how we handle the finances, the upkeep, the communication, and the sacrificing of, you know, and chipping in is going to determine how, you know, we go about our day, per se. You know, if you have a positive attitude and, you know, everybody's working together, make sure the households run smoothly, then I think that's going to bring about a change when we step outside that door and we go out to dealing with the public. But if things are not right at home, they're not going to be outside. They're not going to be right outside of home. But that's where we at right now. And I did the first half like I did yesterday. I talked about the men's side of things first, and then talking about the woman's side of things first. So that's where we at right now.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like something that really needs to be discussed based on, you know, just the way things headed right now, as far as, you know, the overall economy, the population, the crime rates up everywhere. So I'm saying it's probably a great topic to touch on. My personal opinion, you know, to the matter is that in order to really do better, first you got to recognize you ain't doing the right thing right now. And a lot of people are in bad situations. You know, they so thrown off, they don't even realize that they not in a winning matter, that you don't got to accept being at the bottom, and you don't got to go for, you know, what they told you was where you should be, because it may not necessarily be accurate.
Hold on just a second, Carl. I'm going to get this other call into the show. Thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment?
I just tuned in. I was just listening.
Okay. Basically, where we at right now, this is part two of my weekly series on how to become better black men, black women, and what can we do to become better black men, black women. And yesterday I discussed the attitude. Today I'm discussing the household, what can we do in our household to make things better. And I discussed the men and the women doing better with their finances and making sure they cover their end of bills and taking care of the necessities of a house, the upkeep of a house or an apartment, you know, making sure that the house stays somewhat together and clean. You know, that's going to bring about a certain attitude, and communication in the household, we're going to bring with the kids, with your spouse, girlfriend, whatever, it's going to bring about a certain kind of you know, atmosphere in the household, and also sacrificing and just chipping in and doing things. So that's where we're at right now. At the show.
Okay.
So
I just feel far as better attitude it comes with, far as our generation, you know, we have to teach our kids. It comes from being brought up. You have to teach your kids that you just can't be satisfied on what you see. You have to work hard at what you want in life. Everything doesn't come easy. So I just feel like it's mostly as far as the training from your parents. A lot of these young kids that walk around here now are lost. All they want to do is be rappers and drive on the rims and stuff like that, and that's not what is important in life.
I was really just speaking on the adults. You know, the adults, the black men, black women, as far as us as adults in the generation and time of where we're at, and taking ownership or taking responsibility for your actions and what you're doing, how can we get better? The kids aspect, I'm not really speaking on that end, because that's a whole nother, pretty much a whole nother topic and show. I'm really speaking on the adults and how we can change our households, you know what I mean, to where that can be the start of change on other things. You feel me? If you got a messed up household, you ain't going to work and mess somebody's day up at work. Because
right.
Your household, right, people taking their household to work with them and, or taking their household wherever they go because they ain't happy. So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
today, as far as,
the other part, too, you know, a lot of people don't even realize they, you know, in a bad situation. You know, a lot of, you know, people have accepted the fact that they going without and ain't educated. I mean, you know, as far as black people, we got so much issues in front of us, man, it's hard to really pinpoint one in particular that could turn it around. We don't go to church no more, ain't no big mama no more, so it's kids raising kids. You know, it's just a whole plethora of different little issues right now that's building up against the community. We don't vote. Even when we got the best chance to really make a difference, we ain't even really going out taking advantage of that. You know, we steady complaining, wondering why things ain't changed.
Well, that's what we got, and that's what I want you guys to take about, you know, 30 seconds apiece or something, and just give your own opinion on what you think on what I'm speaking on today, what can change, you know, brothers and sisters, as far as just the household aspect. Because tomorrow we're going to speak on something else with this, the week-long series. But what can be changed within the household that I haven't quite said today that can make a change within brothers and sisters ourselves?
Well, I think you hit it. You know, one of it is actually trying to balance that weight out, that workload. You know, right now it's men living on women, women living on men. Until we can all go out and earn that real dollar together, that affects that black man, black woman sense of pride. If you always sitting at home while your old lady's out working, then of course you can't really feel too good, and you taking away from her and the kids and the overall situation. Whatever's going on really can't prosper till it's full effect unless you go out and get involved. Now, half the women out here would probably agree that it's a lot of women out here making that situation worse because they looking for men who don't got much so they can save them. That's another part of the household.
Yeah. What,
really
caller,
you got
anything you want to add to that, caller?
I just feel like people need to understand when you're in a household, you should be as one. Whoever is under that roof, the two adults in the house should have understanding that this is how we're going to do it, this is how it needs to be done, and by any means necessary, we need to accomplish this legally. Accomplish this.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, you know, we just can't have one person pulling most of the load and the other person sitting back just doing whatever they want to do. Now, in some situations, that might be okay if that one person makes enough money, enough income to handle that type thing. But as a young black man, that's very seldom to have one person be able to do everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different day and time. I mean, a lot of stuff is costing more money. The opportunity for, you got little margin for error these days. So everybody's
right.
you got to definitely work twice as hard now as you did maybe 10 years ago to make it happen. So sometimes
yeah,
you got to work.
It's not,
you know,
really. My fault, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I don't feel like you have to really work twice as hard. You just have to buckle down on some of the extracurricular activities that you do. No matter what that may be. Yeah, me and my wife, when we first got together, we used to go to the movies and out to eat every weekend. So you
mm-hmm.
add that up four times in a month, movies and going out to eat, that's taking money out of your household.
Yep.
You know, instead of going and paying a barber $20 to cut your hair, go buy you some clippers and do your own and shave your own face. You know, we have to learn how to do stuff like that. It ain't the point that, yes, gas is going up, food is going up. That's how it's going to be. We have to learn how to adapt no matter what the situation is. So, therefore.
But that's another thing I want to touch on, too. People, you know, I've heard that before that it's nothing you can do about it. I think, you know, we don't have those marches anymore. Where we actually can make it, you know, where it made a difference of enough people. If you had 200,000, 300,000 people walking to the White House right now, I guarantee them gas prices and any other issues we got will probably get handled a little better than what they are now. But people are not fighting for it anymore. We don't fight no more. So we accept whatever it is. And that's why they keep doing what they're doing to us. And they're going to keep on doing to us. Somebody, till we understand that we can still fight for things, still get things handled the same way they did back in the day.
Now, right. The problem is there is nobody to lead the effort.
Yes.
Everybody's fighting, but we fighting individually. Right. You upset about something, he upset about something, I'm upset about something, and somewhere in there that line up together. But there's nobody driving that. Ain't no real politician. And even inside the house, a lot of times, nobody know who like really in charge. That's why it's important to balance that out, too. Money actually is what determines 99% of the relationships out here. If the money's good, we in love. The money fall down, we got a problem.
Right.
And that's the
there's a lot of things going on, but, you know, as far as households, man, people, that money can only make you happy so long, you know, because, you know, sometimes you got to be able to strip all that away and think to yourself, dang, this, we ain't had none of this because I still like this person. Okay, well, still
and your answer would be no, because you could do bad by yourself. This is why divorce rate is up. This is why people is abandoning their families. Cause this is why people jumping out buildings tonight. Because that money talk. And at the end of the day, that money, they say money can't buy you happiness. It depends on what you buy. Because if you're paying the light bill with that money and the cable bill and buying the food with that, we're going to be all
right. Right.
If you are buying crack, yeah, money can't buy you happiness. But if you're appropriating them funds in the right direction, I'm guaranteeing you can buy some smiles.
Right, because that's how I feel. I'm like, I tell people all the time. People ask me, like, how you do it? You got your house built, you got you a truck and everything, and we work at the same job. We make the exact same money, but I'm struggling and you're not. I'm like, man, because the way I feel about my situation is, if I can put food, as long as I can provide food for my family, and my lights is on, and my mortgage is paid, I don't care about nothing else. You know what I mean? Yeah, I gotta put gas in my. I gotta get gas, put gas in my truck to go to work. But if I couldn't afford to do that because I had to pay a light bill, I would go buy a bike and I would pedal my black butt to work because that's what a man should do in those types of situations. You just gotta step up and do what you have to do. And I feel like the problem is, like you said, far as there are no more leaders. It's leaders out there. The problem is, don't nobody want to listen to them. You said everybody.
Yeah, because I don't think we have the right kind of leaders anymore.
Right, but we don't listen to them either, though. It's like,
and we don't invest in them.
Right, right. It's like, I have a problem, you have a problem, and this other man has a problem. We're so busy trying to voice our opinion about our individual problems, and what we're failing to realize is, when it's all said and done, our problem is the same. But we're too busy talking and not listening. People need to sometimes learn how to shut up, sit back, and just listen, and everybody get a turn, and then we can come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to voice their opinion without listening.
We got about a minute left, man. I want to thank both of y'all for calling in to the show. Anybody want to take about a good 10 seconds just to say one last statement on what you think can change things? It's about a good 10 seconds. We got less than a minute.
Good 10 seconds. What we got to do, man, we got to go to church, man. If nothing more, the church is open, and that's going to unify the people. So we might need to get some religion going.
Right.
That's what's up. Well, like I said, I want to thank y'all again. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Tune in again tomorrow for part 3 of this series. At 8 o'clock, you know the number 347-326-9697. And like I always say, man, you know, love each other, you expect to be loved. God bless.